Okay, Ruth, we're going to have you up. Do you want your first song first, or do you want to introduce first?
We'll go to Joshua chapter 1, verse 79. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. And 1 John 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We know that the Bible says that heaven and earth will pass away, but the Word of God will never pass away. Forever the Word of God is settled in heaven. Jesus is the Word. And the Lord said to me one day, he said, pour out my Word. Pour out my Word, because the Word as anointing to destroy the works of the enemy. So this afternoon I want to share with the promises of God that we can go in the Word of God and fix our eyes on the Word of God and get answers. Because the Bible says that God watches over His Word to perform it. And the Word of God will not return to Him void, but it will accomplish what He sent forth. And God is the truth, He cannot lie. So it's important that we know the promises of God, we know the Word of God and where to look for. And so today, there's some sheets here that we'll hand out, so you can take it home and have a look and do a study on the Word yourselves, where the promises of God, where the Father promised us, where you can remind Him of His Word. And get results when you pray. And God is so good. He's given us a lot of promises that we can go to the Word of God and read it, declare it, remind Him about it, and the Word will accomplish what He sent forth. The Lord said to me, pour out my Word. My Word has the anointing to destroy the works of the enemy. So we're living the days now where the word of God has to be first place in our hearts daily. Otherwise, if you don't have the Word of God in you, the enemy can come and take you out. You have to be ready all the time with the Word of God. I want to share a little bit of testimony about myself, because it's important that we know the promises of God about the healing and about whatever situation we face. All the answers is in the Bible. And so I was facing a situation one day with my son. So I said to him, you got to pray, ask the Lord to forgive you, and we're going to pray His Word over your life. So I was praying Isaiah 54, verse 17. That's one of my favorite scriptures. And as I was reading the Word of God after my son prayed, I'm reading it, and the Father spoke audibly. God said, as I was reading it, He said, this is God speaking. And I knew that was the Father audibly. So I stopped, and He continued to read His own Word. That's why we must pay attention to the Word, the promises of God, if you want to overcome situations, because He made a way for us at the cross at Calvary. When He died with Him. We were crucified with Him, and He comes to set us free. And the Word of God is the light. The Word will lead you and guide you. And we have friends, children, family members, whatever situation they go through, you can stand on the promises of God and declare His Word over yourself and your family. And God promised us, He said, my Word will not return to me void, but it will accomplish what I send forth. The Word of God is alive, it's powerful. And the Lord said to me, He said, when you send my Word, you are sending myself to go and fix the problem. Because I am the Word. Jesus said, when you send my Word, You are sending myself to go and fix the problem. And God is faithful and true to his promises. So all these promises of God, you can do a study on it. And whatever situation you face, it's guaranteed that God will bring it to pass according to his will. The word of God is the will of God. And that's why it's important that we know the word of God. Because the word of God is alive. It's living. It's very, very powerful. Very powerful. And the word created everything. And everything is held together by the word of God. And so, when the word comes out of you, the moment you speak it, it's activated in the spirit. And it's going to accomplish what you send forth. Because you know what? God is the truth. God is truth. He cannot lie. And I've experienced that in my own life. How many times that I stand on the promises of God, and God never failed me. Never, never failed me once. And I'm here today to say that I've been through trials and tribulations in my own life and my family. But every time we stand on the word of God, and God always comes through. No matter what we face, he will never leave us and forsake us. You know, God is with us to the very end. And we live in the times where we have to put our trust in the word of God 100%. Put it in front of our eyes. You got to speak it out loud. Read it out every day, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. If you don't spend time in the word of God, when you face trials and tribulations, you won't really overcome it. You know, because we're living in the last days. And what we are seeing now, you know, nations rising against nations, kingdoms against kingdom, earthquakes, famines, all these things are coming. But be of good cheer, because the word will always prevail, no matter what. No matter what we face, the word of God will never fail us. It's guaranteed, because it's given us eternal life. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. We've got Luke 10. Thank you, Phyllis. In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. When he was attacked by robbers, they stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down to the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But the Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring an oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Praise the Lord. So we see here Mary, she made a decision in her heart to sit at the Lord's feet and listen to him. Martha was busy doing something else. And it comes down to your will and your decision. There'll be so many distractions out here. Every day we face distractions of all kinds. But you have to make a decision in your heart. I'm going to put the Word of God first place. Everything else can wait. The Word has to be number one in our lives. And that's what the Lord told me one day. Prioritize your priority. So we all need to do that. We got to prioritize our priority. The Word of God, when you put the Word of God first place, in the morning when you get up, everything else in the day, God will take care of it. I mean, what a better life to live. It's already taking care of the universe. So it might as well you spend your time with Him, the Creator Himself. And I've experienced that in my own life, where when I put the Word of God first place, the Lord helps me. Even if I have a very busy day, the Lord takes care of everything. And it's amazing that He has an anointing for every job that we do. Whatever things you want to do during the day, it will help you. So here we see Mary and Martha. She was more concerned about hospitality and everything else. But Mary chose a better way, because the miracle worker himself, God of the universe, was there in the house. Think about that. And He lives in you. He lives in me. And it's important that we spend time with Him daily, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons and daughters of God. And He will keep you from danger. He will keep you from whatever situation that the enemy throws at you. We all need to sharpen our spirit. Feed on the Word of God. We've got to feed it daily, because the Holy Spirit has promised us in the book of Hebrews that He's going to write His Word in our heart and in our mind. So we will become a living epistle. We are born of the Word. So the Word of God must be first place in our lives for what is coming. We already can see the wars, things that are happening around the world. Ephesians chapter 6, put on the full armor of God. And you've got to know where the scriptures are in the Bible. I don't know all the scriptures, but we all need to grow together. I need to study, so are you. And we encourage one another. Stand on the promises of God in these last days, what we're facing, because we are the generation, I believe with all my heart, we're going to be here and the Lord is coming back. And we will overcome whatever the enemy throws at us with the Word, because the Word is the sword of the Spirit. If you don't have the Word of God, I encourage you to do that now. Start prioritizing your priority. Put the Word of God first place in your life. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth, the world cannot accept Him, because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore. But you will see me, because I live. You also will live. On the day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Then Judas Iscariot, said, But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus replied, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I'm going away and I'm coming back to you. If you love me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not say much more to you, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold over me, but he comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let's go. So we see this morning the Lord Jesus said, because he loves the Father, he does only what the Father tells him. And he is our example. Whatever the word of God tells us that we must do because of love. He loves us, that's why he came to set us all free. He paid an awesome price for our salvation, the word itself. And as we submit and obey the word of God, the word of God will cleanse us. He will purify us and make us grow from glory to glory. And the Holy Spirit said, the Holy Spirit promised us in the book of Hebrews, he's going to write his words in our hearts and our minds so we can grow from glory to glory. We'll become more like Jesus. That's the good news. You know, the sons of God, as we submit, he will grow, he will make us grow into his image. You know, the word of God is powerful, and he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. But this Psalm 141, 8, King David, he says, but my eyes are fixed on you, Sovereign Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not give me over to death. So we see King David, a man after God's own heart. I want to be like that. Yeah, he said, my eyes are fixed on you. That's what we should be doing. Our eyes are fixed on him. No matter what we go through, we're going to make a decision. Our eyes are going to be fixed on Jesus, because he's the answer. He's our protector. He's our helper. The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us. He's faithful, and he will give us the right word at the right time we need it. And the word that he gives us, that's the word you speak, you know. And the Lord Jesus was led by him when he was on earth. And Jesus said, I do nothing of my own. So we should be like that. Be led by the Spirit of God daily. Because the word will protect us as we submit to him. And we abide in the word of God, and he in us. The walk that you walk is just, I mean, words going to describe it. He will protect you and save you, heal you, deliver you. You know, he's a loving Father. And we love him, so we obey his word. But my encouragement is, make a decision to put the word of God first place in our lives. Doesn't matter what goes around. Spend time with God daily. He will prosper you. He will take care of you. He will protect you from danger. I got a quick testimony. When I went home to Papua New Guinea, I had 8 members of my family. We were in a bus, and the bus went over the hill. The 3 children, the youngest was 5. That morning, I prayed Psalms 91 and Psalms 23. And the bus went. The glasses were smashed. Everything was smashed. The bus was skeleton. It was full. And myself included, we were in the bus. They don't wear seatbelts up there. But you know what? God's promise came to pass. It protected every member of my family. Not one of them died. Few people died. And his faithfulness. And while I was in the bus, in the valley, in the bus, I didn't want to, you know, like you see the movie, when planes go into the water, people struggle to come out. I was just at peace in my heart while I was in the valley, in the shadow of death. The Lord was with me. I felt his presence all over me. And then he supernaturally transported me and my family out of the bus and the water. And every one of my members were saved. And I said to the Lord, why did you let me go through this? And he just gave me one word, Noah. And when God gives you a word, it comes with wisdom. You'll know what to do. And I said, oh, I did have 8 members of my family, and it was Noah's faith that saved them. So I was meant to be there with them. And God restored everything. And so, you know, heaven and earth belongs to him. The gold is mine, the silver is mine, the earth and its fullness belong to the Lord. You know, he's the owner of everything. So just rest in his word, rest in him, and he'll take care of you. Whatever your needs are, he promised us that. Go through all those promises. God is faithful. He'll never let you down. Never, 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 never. He's never let me down once. Not in my life. And so, yeah, so that was my testimony, what God did to me. And he's faithful and just. No matter what your children face, no matter what you face, everything in this world, heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will never pass away. He's on the throne forever, and his word will accomplish everything he sent for. So it's important that we encourage one another, spend time in the word of God, and read it out loud, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And ask the Holy Spirit to write his word in our hearts and our minds. And the Holy Spirit is here. We have an unlimited access to the throne of God. Anything you want to know, ask the Holy Spirit. He's our teacher. He will lead us and guide us into all the truth. And he will protect us. Yeah. We limit ourselves because we don't ask him. You know? We can go boldly. Whatever your friends need, or your family, or your children, you can ask the Lord. He's a good God. He will never let you down, because he loves you unconditionally. God is love, and his love never fails. He loves you. No matter what you go through, God loves you the way you are, because we are created in his image. And every one of us are individuals. Before we were born, he knew us, and he chose to give us life. And that's why we're here today, you know, because God is so merciful. He's so loving and kind and good and patient and whatnot. So I believe in my heart we all want to grow to be like Jesus. Yeah, so we got to submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and obey his word, and you will be blessed in everything that you do. That's all I like to share. Father, we thank you for your word. Father, thank you that you equipped us with your word. Thank you that we're an overcomer. We are born of you. And Lord, we thank you that you are faithful and true to your word. As we seek you daily, Lord, I pray that you will circumcise our hearts, our ears, give us eyes to see and ears to hear. We'll grow from glory to be more like Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. Let you increase in our lives and we will decrease. And Lord, let your fire burn in our hearts for you every day of our lives, Father. Keep us safe and strong to the very end, and to prioritize our priority. Put your word first place in our lives, Father God. Lord, we need you. Remind us every day to spend time in your word. Oh, what a graceful Father you are. You are so merciful and graceful, Father. We love you, Lord, and we want to do your will. And that's why we're here today, to encourage one another, to grow from glory to glory, because you're coming back to take us home, and you're coming back for a spotless bride. As we submit to your word, Father, I pray that you will cleanse us and purify us. Anything that we need to make right with you, bring to our remembrance, Father, that we will confess any sins in our lives. And Father, thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord, as we wait for your coming, Father, and walk with you daily, that we will keep our eyes on your word. Father God, and we thank you that our children will be taught of you too. Father, we commit our children to you and all our loved ones. Father, we thank you, Father, that you are faithful, and you said all your children will be taught by the Lord. In the book of Isaiah, you promised us that. And Lord, we lift our family and brothers, sisters to you, and loved ones, that out there will all be taught by you. And Lord, we thank you. We give you praise, glory, and honor for what you're doing in each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.